couple of Mondays back, I caught a bit of one of the news channel's morning recap of the weekend. As I walked into the room, the report was about the VMA Awards show, the Video Music Awards show. I certainly didn't watch it. Well, the clip from the show being aired was of a fairly well-known singer, and I caught this line from the song: "Love don't cost a thing." And I thought, oh, really? I would suggest it costs. In fact, love costs a lot. But what does it cost? Last week, we looked at the truth that a common trait, a common characteristic, or even problem all of mankind has is the weariness that comes about by living apart from a relationship with Jesus Christ. And He will give you rest. But how does the lost world come to understand this and come into the rest Jesus offers? We are to love people by laying down our lives for them. This morning, we look at the cost of loving people enough for them to see Jesus, to see what Jesus can do in them and for them. The context of the passage is the week of the Feast of Passover. Jesus and his disciples had gathered to observe the Passover together. And Jesus knows that the time of his crucifixion is at hand. His death is imminent. And so during that time, he showed them what love in action, serving one another, looked like in a very practical way. He got up from his place, and he met their needs by washing their feet. He then again took his place at the table, and as they talked together, Jesus foretold of the betrayal one of them was about to commit. And shortly thereafter, Judas left the group and set into motion the betrayal and death of Jesus. And we pick up the story in John chapter 13, beginning in verse 31. John chapter 13, beginning in verse 31. "Therefore, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him immediately. Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.' Simon Peter said to him, 'Lord, where are you going?' Jesus answered, 'Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later.' Peter said to him, 'Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you.' Jesus answered, 'Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times.'" What does love cost? The cost of love is determined by the value of the one who loves. We are to love as Jesus loves. After Judas left, Jesus continues to talk with them about what was to come. He was preparing them as best their finite human minds could understand of what was to come. Their world was about to be turned upside down. In fact, the whole world was about to be turned upside down. And they didn't understand what he was saying. The Son of Man, the Christ, the Messiah, he said, is glorified. Who Jesus is, the Son of God, fully God in his essence, his nature, who took on the form of man, is about to be seen. He is about to be glorified. And he is about to be glorified because of the shame of the death of the physical body of what Jesus was about to be seen. His death was about to happen. Now you got to just take a step back and remember that the disciples thought that he was going to push Rome out. That's what the Jews were looking for. They were looking for someone to get the boot of Rome off their neck. And the disciples thought he was it. And now he's going to die? He's going to give his body up? And they couldn't understand that. But as Jesus was glorified, God the Father is glorified. The glory of God is the revelation and manifestation of all that he has and is. And Jesus is that revelation in which he manifests all the goodness that he is. Jesus is that manifestation in human form. Jesus came to show the world the goodness, the holiness, the righteousness of God. And Jesus loves you. You wouldn't normally find a $250,000 violin at LBC Boutique and Loan. It's a pawn shop in Somerville, Massachusetts. But in July, someone sold a Ferdinando Gagliano violin, and I probably mispronounced that name. It was handcrafted in 1759. And it was sold to the shop for $50. Police think and know that it had been stolen, and so it made its way back to the rightful owner. The value of the violin was not determined by where it was found. It was not determined by the value of the material used to make it. The value came from the one who handcrafted it. And in a similar way, the cost of love is determined by the value of the one who shows it, by the one who loves. This morning, do you know the love of Jesus? Do you know the love of Jesus? Do you know him as your personal Savior? Was there a time? What did you say, Tommy, a minute ago? May 11th, 1954. Do you know the time? If you don't remember the exact date, that's okay. But do you remember that time when you realized that you didn't have the answers? And you needed someone in your life that had the answers, and that someone was Jesus? Do you know when you came into a saving relationship with him? Have you experienced the forgiveness, the redemption, the freedom that is in Christ? He came because he loves us, and the value of that love is because of his value. If you know the forgiveness, the redemption, and the freedom that is in Christ, you know what is to be loved by the Creator and the sustainer of all creation. And are you letting that love then flow into the lives of the people around you? The kind or quality of love you are to show is not based on others. It is based on Jesus. You know, too often we negotiate our love. If you'll do this, I'll do that. Jesus has changed the equation. He is calling us to love as he loves. Remember what love costs. The cost of love is determined by the price paid to show it. Again, we are to love as Jesus loves. And Jesus here changes the standard of love. You remember the story in the Synoptic Gospels of the lawyer who asked Jesus about eternal life? And Jesus said, "What does the law say?" And he quotes Deuteronomy 6, "Love the Lord your God with your heart, mind, soul, strength." And remember what the next part of it was? "And your neighbor as yourself." And then, of course, Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan, the parable. But you are to love there as yourself. The Old Testament standard of love was to love your neighbor as yourself. Here Jesus gives a new commandment about love. He says, "Love one another as I have loved you." Whoa, did he up the ante? We're not to love each other as we love ourselves. We're to love each other. We're to do the best for others. We're to want the best for others. as he has loved us. And so this would be the new true mark of being a disciple, a follower of Jesus, loving others as Jesus loves. And in John chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus makes the cost of love even clearer. He says, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. He's saying, man, I've got to lay down my life. Now, we think of that in an extreme sense. There are people that I would take a bullet for. There are. I'm looking for them. No, I'm not. I would take a bullet for you. But when he says lay down your life to love others, what he's saying is put aside yourself for a moment. Put aside yourself for an hour. Put aside what you want to do or what you think you need to do and go to the elementary schools and love on kids and Good News Club, or to the nursing home and visit people that may not have another visitor the whole week, or whatever way that God lays on your heart to love other people. We are to lay down our lives. We are to want the best for others. We are to strive for the best for others. And ultimately, the best is a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to live our lives because of what Jesus has done. And as we continue to live our lives because of what Jesus has done, with the freedom, with the sense of joy that brings about happiness, other people will see that and they're going to want that. Because that best is coming into a saving relationship with Jesus. So do whatever it takes for others to see love in action. And the contrast of this type of love is to find common ground in interest or association. And sometimes that's a good way to start. But the truth of it is we're to love other people whether we like them or we're like them or not. If you were to sell your house, how would you know the price to ask for it? If you were to sell your car, the same question. How would you know how much to ask for it? In both, there are ways to find out what others paid for a similar house or the same model of car. You would compare the price paid by others. So we are to remember the price Jesus paid. He said, I'm about to lay down my life for you. The cost of love is high. Jesus had to give his life. There had to be a penalty paid. There was a penalty owed that you and I owed. There was a debt that you and I owed. He didn't owe the penalty. He didn't owe the debt, but he had the account. And he paid the price for you. And that price paid provides for both mercy and grace. Mercy for all that you did that God calls sin. Grace for all that you should do that God calls obedience. So think for a moment of your past. Think of the things in your past as if they were legal charges against you or debts that you have incurred. Jesus paid the price for all of it. That's mercy. And he also gives us grace to go forward. There are things in our lives, because it's life, that are hard. But he gives grace for that. For your marriage, for raising kids, for dealing with changing health and changing situations around you. Jesus loves you enough to provide what you need in all of life's twists and turns. He paid the price for you to be able to lay your life down for others. And again, most of us think of laying down our life will be, what it really is putting off what we want to do now to meet the need of somebody else. Remember the cost of love. The cost of love is not determined by the empty promises made. We are to love as Jesus loves. Well, Peter was evidently troubled by what Jesus said about them seeking him and not being able to find him. Lord, where are you going? He thought he was going to be traveling somewhere, I guess. Jesus knew he was headed to the cross. Jesus knew what was about to play out. Jesus knew that he was to give his life as a sacrifice for many. And Peter, in all of his human bravado, declared that he would follow Jesus. I'll lay down my life for you if I have to. And Jesus said, Peter, 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 before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. I looked at that whole VMA performance online that I mentioned earlier. I looked at the whole performance. The performance was of this particular singer was like 10 minutes long. It was a medley of different songs. The one that I heard, Love Don't Cost a Thing, there were two phrases in that song that caught my attention. I ain't your mama, I ain't cooking your dinner. I ain't your mama, I ain't doing your laundry. Okay. When we moved to South Carolina, we had one child in college and two on the way. And so the Lord put jobs into my wife's lap, and she worked outside the home. And when she worked every weekday, I became laundry boy. I even did a little cooking. Luckily, it didn't do a lot of cooking. But you know, when I stood before her and my father-in-law 37 plus years ago, and I promised to love her, and I'm sure we said in sickness and health, for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, I should have said, with kids going to college or not, I'll do the laundry. Did I like doing the laundry? No. But it needed to be done. And that's how you love people. Not because you enjoy doing whatever, but because that need needs to be met. So this morning, think for a moment. What is God calling you to do? Now, it may be something that you would term big, but it might also be as simple as reaching out to a neighbor and loving that neighbor as Jesus loves them. So respond to the call, not with an empty promise, but with simple obedience. As one commentator said, God is not honored either by a momentary decision that never leads to courageous actions, or by an impulsive action not based on deep and abiding decisions, but by a consistent life in which the word and the deed, the inward and the outward, the past and the future, are all one. So what does love cost? A lot. It cost a lot when Jesus made the greatest demonstration of love, and it still costs a lot. Jesus, fully God and fully man, laid down his life for you. We are to remember that, and we are to love others in the same way. Now, I don't know what that will look like in your life. I don't know what neighbor, I don't know what person in your life that you need to love and what their needs are, but love them. Love them.